Bodybuilding gear, flat wide shoes, MP3 headphones, and a wrist wallet that can go over your bottle. Above all, fix your sleep schedule and eat your vegetables. You can't cheat fitness, because fitness is all about health. When you are first starting out, use an interval timer to eliminate all your rest periods. Just keep trimming them down until they go to zero. Bodybuilding is just jogging for an hour with dumbbells. You start with 2 pounds to focus on building up your endurance for a non-stop jog, and then, when you can, switch to 5, 7.5, 10, 12.5, 15, 17.5, and 20. At which point, you are going to be a bodybuilder. Once you can't jog due to heavy dumbbells, somewhere around 10 pounds per hand, you switch to walking. And finally, with 15 or 20 plus dumbbells, you twist and stretch and sway at the gym. You must always avoid the jumping ahead of yourself, the heavy weights that will force you into stopping and destroy your workout. In short, that is just how our bodies work. But remember, duration comes before weight. I will leave it up to you to investigate if the myth of sets and reps started with bodybuilders just brainlessly showing off in front of cameras, or trainers forced to ensure a yearly renewal of the membership. There are two items that are equally important: shoes and over-the-ear headphones with an MP3 player. Wrong shoes will hurt you, and a crappy music setup will destroy your exercise. But let's start with shoes. I hurt my feet by wearing neat, soft, cheap shoes. The foam-like sole that they had was just too high. You might have heard of pump bump. If you shuffle your feet for long enough, even with a sole that seems reasonable at an inch or inch and a half, you will get badly hurt. Soft foam may actually contribute to the damage because your foot is not as stable as in that rubber basketball shoe. It all heals eventually. But you know, the shoes you do need are just flat. They are just the kind of shoe that does nothing for you, so that your foot can work the way it evolved to work. Much smarter mechanism than a shoe salesman. And yes, the shoes you need are flat, and at first they will not feel great at all, because your feet are used to some height of heel. Could that be some ancient sales tactic? Who knows? But you need to get over the pain. A flat shoe is the regular kind that you need. We didn't evolve for lifted heels of any height. The precise set of features that you must be looking for are called wide toe box and zero drop heel. I got mine for $20. And that was just about the average price that I've noticed. Please pay attention to the top trim. If it looks like a rope or something thick, it will hurt you. So seek soft, shiny, slippery material, or like me, sweater-like trim, which is great. I suspect that lifted heels of any height may just turn out to be a foot-deforming money-making scam. But again, who knows? And yes, just like everyone else, I have heard good things about lifted heels for when you need to roll the ball of your foot while jogging. But I still refuse to believe it. I know the pain that lifted heel will eventually lead you to. And only a sucker, born every minute, would buy a shoe that causes something like that. Yes, it does heal, but you don't need to go through that. As to the headphones, I recommend over-the-ear headphones with a built-in MP3 player so that you don't need to have a phone. But I do admit that when I was once waiting for a phone call from a doctor, it was trouble, as I had to place my phone by a wall to see it light up. But all the headphones you buy nowadays have a Bluetooth and even a microphone. I paid less than $20 for mine, and they have lasted about a year and a half. It's a decent purchase. In-ear headphones are iffy, and my doctor also said the same thing, because you are putting something in a place that can get an infection. I never had one, and I don't want to find out what an ear infection feels like. Over-the-ear wireless completely eliminates any issues, and if you can part with your phone, that is all the electronics you will need. And if you can't, keep your phone near you, but not in your pocket, as there, it is sure to get corroded from sweat. An MP3 player that sits on top of your head is least likely to get in your way or get damaged. And it being an integrated unit with a built-in MP3 player, there is no cord to annoy you. Here, I wanted to take a moment to stress that you need slow music at first. A good workout is basically all about building on top of jogging with dumbbells. Not so light that you can lift heavier, but also not so heavy that you will be forced to stop during your hour or two long workout routine. When I switch to a heavier weight, I go back to my 100 BPM song selection. It's like country or so. But I do not just listen to songs. I lift to the beat, one beat up and the next beat down. That is how you enter a dance trance and can focus on your exercise properly. Finally, we get to the wrist wallet. The huge deal about the elastic washable wrist wallet is that it can go over your water bottle, so you don't have to wear it during your exercise. And again, your key fob or car remote does not get wet. As a bonus, and especially if you have small wrists, you can get a pack of three for as little as $6. Mine cost 10 because I want spandex-like material that won't give me much trouble. And it has both a zipper pocket for my emergency sugary drink mix and chapstick, and a pocket for my car key that can also fit a tiny mouthwash bottle. In summary, something is up with shoes. Please choose the ones that get out of your way, as flat and as wide as you can. Everything gets wet during a workout, but puffy over-the-ear headphones don't get wet as much, and many come with a convenient MP3 player. And you will need a wallet for your membership card and car key. Get a cheap, lightweight wrist wallet that can also go over your water bottle so that you don't have to wear it during your exercise. Afterward, here I wanted to mention a neck fan, especially ones with wires that you can pose. I have been wrapping one around my water bottle that I placed right in front of myself, and you know what? If you don't have a fan at your gym, this will work, especially on hot summer days. Try to find one that has extended battery life and high RPMs. If it doesn't work for you, you can always return it, but it gets the air moving. It does cool you off. And you can also move the water bottle behind you so that the air blows on your back. It's not a bad setup.